This is Notably Texan on your station, 88.9 KETR. We always seize the opportunity to invite local artists in to talk to us here on the show whenever possible, and this is one of those times right now. Inviting into the studio tonight, Cole Reisner, who you have heard here on Notably Texan several times on the Backyard Barbecue and beyond, and he even came and played a couple of tunes for us at this year's Boat Ark Bash. Cole, thanks so much for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I've been wanting to talk to you for some time, and we see each other kind of regularly here, just to peel back the curtain a little bit for folks. You are a student here at Texas A&M University Commerce.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now.
Right. I'm actually a radio student.
Yeah, yes. Studying radio television. That's a great way to get in touch with us here at the radio station, of course, because you're doing kind of a laboratory thing here. It's called Practicum, where you come over to the radio station and get some hands-on experience here. So we've gotten to know you a bit more, and it just so happens that here during this semester where you've been working with KETR, you also released your debut EP, which is self-titled Cole Reisner, the EP.
Mm-hmm.
This is great stuff. I mean, how excited are you to have this music out there now?
I'm pretty excited. I've been writing songs for about, 13 years or so, and this is the first time I've had some recordings done before at local studios and things like that, but this is the first thing substantial that I'm able to package and really put my name on it and be proud of, and I think it's a great set of songs, so I'm really happy about it.
Well, I agree with you there, man. You've got an incredible sound. I have told you directly, and I've said on the air, and I think you've heard this from a lot of other people, that your voice reminds me a bit of Slade Cleaves.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I've really only listened to Slade Cleaves for maybe 7 or 8 months, and I guess in the listening span of things, that's really not that long a time. I mean,
right.
I don't even own a Slade Cleaves album. I just listen to him like on random radio.
You're not like a super Slade Cleaves fan. You didn't stylize things after him. It
yeah,
just worked
exactly.
Out that
I mean,
way.
I've had, and you're the fourth person to tell me that I sound like Slade Cleaves.
Well, that's interesting. Well, like I said, and I've said it before, but that's definitely a compliment. Although he's not a native Texan, I got to give him a little bit of a hard time, Slade Cleaves, about that.
Yeah,
he got here as quick as he could. But anyway, this is really impressive for somebody who's putting out their first release to be able to compare you to somewhat an established artist like Slade Cleaves. It's great, man.
Well,
you mentioned you've been writing songs for many years. How did you really start out getting into music?
You know, I think it was just kind of a hobby one day. Just kind of, one day I said, hey, I think I might be able to do this. Let me see if I can write down a song. And I wrote some cheesy little song for, I think it was for a school assignment. It was in the 7th grade. And then after that, it just kind of clicked. I think I took an existing song. And I know it was Last Kiss, that famous song that Pearl Jam went and redid.
Oh, yeah.
I took that song and then changed the words to it. And I said, well, maybe I can make up my own melody. And then it just kind of snowballed into that. But that's I started from school projects. So.
Yeah. Well, no, that happens a lot. Many people find their interest in music thanks to their younger years in school. And
I think that's
certainly a good thing. Has the guitar always been your instrument of choice? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I tried taking piano lessons for about a month or so, and then I played trombone in the school band and stuff, but really guitar is the thing that I've kept going back to, and I'm really happy that I've stuck with it as long as I have.
It's
worked
not
out
easy.
Well. Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of people that play it out there. There are some people who might think that everybody can just play the guitar, but it's certainly not an easy thing. And do you prefer the acoustic guitar over the electric?
Well, it's just preference. It's taste. Like you mentioned Slade Cleaves earlier, I feel like Slade Cleaves is one of those guys that he can captivate you just with an acoustic guitar, but other bands like Foo Fighters, for example. It's for me, I know they did that whole acoustic tour. It would be hard for me to see a band like that unplugged.
I totally understand that. Yeah. I was just curious. You think of guitarists, you assume that they would just play anything with 6 strings, but certain artists are going to be more compelled to play the acoustic or the electric.
I like the acoustic better.
I understand. Your style of music lends itself a little bit more to the acoustic guitar, too. You're just a young lad. Don't take that the wrong way, but
totally
you
fine.
Mind giving out your age?
Oh, yeah, I'm 27.
So you're really kind of getting started at a fairly young age here, putting out the music, and this is really cool. You've got some great backup artists on this album, too. Do you want to talk about some of the personnel on the EP?
Yeah, I had some really good people that were helping me on this. My producer, engineer, and lead guitar player on it was a guy named Wes Martin. He actually played in a lot of praise and worship bands across Texas and things like that. And then my friend Scott, it's just a really great bass player and just really solid. An interesting guy on there is a guy named Milo Deering.
Yes.
And he's kind of a jack of all trades when it comes to stringed instruments. And I had the esteemed pleasure of having him on my album. And he actually plays fiddle and pedal steel on the album, and he just kills it. Just sounds incredible. And then I have a guy named Jason Daring, who's No relation. Milo. Yeah, to Milo Deering. And he plays drums on it. And I don't think he plays any percussion. I think he just plays a trap set the whole time. But really, really, really great musicians.
I think this is great to be able to be backed up by someone the likes of Milo Deering on your debut EP, because this guy, of course, has appeared as a backup artist on many people's albums. Heather McCready is somebody that he plays with regularly. He was a member of Beetlegrass, of course, and just lots of other people. I'm sure I'm sliding several folks that have had Milo Deering backing them up, but this is a great guy to get in touch with.
Yeah, super nice and just a really great musician, and he really knows the business and he knows the songs. He knows he can hear a song and knows what it needs, and he can just lay it down perfectly to it.
That's great knowledge for somebody in your position to have, you know, to kind of say, you know, I think this would sound good on this track, or maybe we should change things up on this one a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you hear people all the time trying to imitate certain styles of music, but, you know, Milo's one of those guys. He knows what a song needs because he's heard those kind of songs before, and he knows that style of that country Americana kind of music, and he's a really good guy to have in the studio.
Well, for folks who have not had a chance to hear Cole Reisner's music yet, why don't we spin a tune off of the EP right now, Cole, and I was hoping that maybe you could give us a little bit of insight into it. How about this tune, To Start It All Over Again? Any interesting kind of stories behind that one?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a neat song. I think that's the one song that people tell me that I sound like Slade Cleaves the most on. So when we went into the studio, I kind of did some research to see where they were talking about, and I found a Slade Cleaves song that it's kind of comparable to that. So I told the guys, I told Wes, my engineer, I said, you know, we've got to do what we can to not sound like Slade Cleaves.
Okay.
And so when we went in to record this album or record that song, I initially there's a really pretty a pedal steel solo. And we were originally going to have an accordion play it, something different that you don't have a lot of in Texas country or Americana. It just, you know, it got down to the wire, and at the last minute, we called Milo on the phone and said, hey, Milo, can you lay down a pedal steel track for us real fast? He said, sure, and it sounds amazing, and I wouldn't take it out of the song. I wouldn't go back and change anything at all.
So you'll have to imagine a different version of this song that was envisioned originally with the accordion solo, but instead it's kind of replaced with the pedal steel by Milo Deering. This is off the self-titled EP by Cole Reisner. It's called To Start It All Over Again. And we'll come back and talk a little bit more with Cole after this on Notably Texan.
Well, I guess I'll start my day, though I know how it'll end. I dreamt I held you in my arms, tonight I'll dream that all again. Thought I saw you yesterday at the corner grocery store. I was hoping it was you. I don't know what I'm wishing for. It gets hard, and I just love you more. All this pain and this heartache seems familiar, like I felt it before. But it's okay, I know this day will end. I lay my head down to wake up, to start it all over again. Well, I'm trying to make myself better, so I went back to school. I'm the oldest in my classes, but I'm doing what you always wanted me to. And I finally cut my hair, guess it's time I grew up. And after all this change I've been through, I couldn't love you enough. And it gets hard, 'cause I just love you more. All this pain and this heartache seems familiar, like I felt it before. But it's okay, 'cause I know this day will end. I lay my head down to wake up, to start it all over again. Thank you. love you more. All this pain and this heartache seems familiar, like I felt it before. It's okay, 'cause I know this day will end. I lay my head down to wake up, start it all over again. I lay my head down to wake up, to start it all over again.
We're back. You're listening to 88.9 KETR. I'm Matt Minky, sitting down in the studios with Cole Reisner, who has a self-titled EP out right now. You just heard a selection from that called To Start It All Over Again. I always kind of chuckle about things like this. I talk about things that don't translate so well to radio, but folks can't see the cover that we're looking at here on your EP, some amazing artwork on this.
Yeah, this is actually done by a friend of mine named Caleb Jacks, who's actually an alumni of Texas A&M Commerce.
Okay.
He's an art student here. Yeah, I just called him up. I'd actually been talking to Caleb for about 2 years that I was wanting him to draw some artwork for me for an album. So this album has been a long time coming.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And finally, I got to give him the call. I was really happy about and say, hey, man, can you draw me something for the album? And he did, and I absolutely love it, and I think he did a really great job. If you go to ColeReisner.com, it's right there.
Perfect. And, yeah, you can get a lot more information about Cole and his music at his website. So what kind of thing? This is, of course, your debut release, an EP. It's got five tunes on it. I safely assume that you would be working on some kind of a full length at some point?
Yeah, it was kind of one of those things. You know, now with the digital age, people aren't going out and buying albums really as much as they used to. They're going and buying singles. And so this being my first album, I wanted to save some money and put five really good songs out there and then see how those songs did. And
Certainly.
Then maybe if somebody likes it, if I get picked up by a label or a management group or something like that, or the CD starts selling like crazy, I'll go back in maybe in a year from now and record a full-length album.
Absolutely. Sure, you got to sort of test the waters. It is not always the friendliest business, the music business out there.
Exactly.
It's very cutthroat, and there are a lot of people who are trying to do the same thing that you are, and sometimes, you know, fall short. They may put out some music and just not quite get the attention that it deserves, you know what I mean? So I totally understand. You got to sort of play it safe and test the waters a bit. But this, I just am blown away at the quality on this. You know, a lot of people's first release, you might expect it to kind of be done in their bedroom or whatnot. But you've got some quality recordings here. You were talking about how you did all this stuff, you know, in studio, which was kind of a new experience, I think, for you, right?
Yeah, I think it was kind of weird how we did it. It used to be where you would just mic everybody at one time, track them, and do one live take of everything, and then go back and fix things later. Now, the way it was, I mean, I did all the scratch vocals in one place. We did the bass in another place.
Okay.
The drums at Jason's house, the pedal steel at Milo's house. It was just kind of done all over. I mean, it was very professionally done, and the recording process was very smooth and just very painless, and I thought it was really, really great.
Well, it definitely sounds like it on there. There's some quality recordings on the Cole Reisner, the EP, which is available at Cole's website, ColeReisner.com. You can also find him over on Facebook and on Twitter and pretty much everywhere else. I'm sure if MySpace were still a thing out there, he would be on that.
Oh, but totally all over it, yeah.
Anyway, it's definitely easy to find Cole online if you've got access to do that. I certainly encourage you to do so. Well, Cole, you were kind enough to bring your acoustic guitar into the studio here today, and I figured it wasn't just for looks. Would you be willing to play a tune live for us?
Yeah, I think if you twist my arm hard enough.
Okay. I am very persuasive like that. Which tune would you like to play, man?
I think I'm going to play East Texas Waltz.
Nice. I've played the studio version of that here on the show before. Anything we need to know about that tune?
It's about a little building in East Texas in the Mount Pleasant area called the Skidmore Building. I mentioned that in there. It's kind of an artificial story about two people that are dancing together and that whole same old love and dancing and all that stuff.
Nice.
It's about a real place called the Skidmore Building in East Texas.
Very cool. Well, let's check it out. A live performance in the studio by Cole Reisner of his tune East Texas Waltz here on Notably Texan.
Thank you. covered in pine trees in an East Texas town. Assault on the dance floor until the sun goes down. They come from all over to leave the troubles at the door. To step in a dance hall, they all call Skidmore. She knew who she was, but kept a humble heart. He could stop a ballroom brawl before it even starts. She said, I can't dance. He said, that just can't be. Keep yourself close and listen to me. Just watch the rhythm and I'll take the lead. I whisper a count, simple one, two, and three. I know you don't dance, but before we are through, if you're not careful, I'll be waltzing with you. Wore down their boots from dusk until dawn, spinning and waltzing to their favorite songs. They heard Willie and Chris, Jerry Jeff, to Waylon. When he kissed her, the world stopped, but the band kept on playing. Just watch the rhythm and I'll take the lead. A whisper, a count, a simple one, two, and three. I know you don't dance, but before we are through, if you're not careful, I'll be waltzing with you.
I know another one of the tunes that I've played quite a bit here on Notably Texans, this one, Back to Texas.
Yeah.
Sort of a classic love song, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
which
kind of like a love gone wrong
song.
Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean, anything that you can tell me about that, I'm not asking to peel back too many layers if it's a personal thing. But
you know, I don't have a lot of songs that are based on true events.
Okay.
I think most songwriters that they see a good idea and they say, well, I can kind of expand on that. So I met a girl one time that was just... She just turned into my friend who was from Colorado. And I was like, you know, that's a great concept. Colorado, you know, you're going up to Colorado,
yes.
Boulder, Holder. It's like all these great words just started rhyming and flowing. And the original title for it was Cold Minded Haze, because one of the first lines is getting to sleep's getting harder these days, warmed out weather, but a cold minded haze.
Okay.
And after we got into the studio, it's kind of like, hey, you know, that's a really great song, but you might want to change that title. It doesn't really flow. It's kind of confusing. So, we changed it. Wes had the idea to change it to Back to Texas, so we stuck with that, and I think it worked really well. You know, it's kind of one of those songs where you're trying to travel across country to get to someone you love, and then you get there, and she doesn't love you anymore, and she's already moved on, so you got to get back to Texas.
The classic heartbreak tale. This is a really great tune. I want to give folks another opportunity to hear your music. Let's spin this tune off the Cole Reisner self-titled EP called Back to Texas. And we'll come back with a little bit more with Cole Reisner here on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan.
These days with this warm Dallas weather and a cold-minded haze. Got a girl I love, I can't let go, but I'm still here in Texas, she's in Colorado. I want her love, I need her kiss, gotta hear that laugh if I begin to miss. Feel the touch on my skin, then we start to fall in love again. The smell of her hair that drives me wild, the wish she needs my broken smile. That's me wanting what I can't have. So I packed up all my stuff in a bus at Chevrolet. From Mars bars, hot pop, and truck stop showers. Made it all worth it after 22 hours. I want her love, I need her kiss. Gotta hear that laugh I began to miss. Feel the touch on my skin, then we start to fall in love again. The smell of her hair that drives me wild, the wish she needs my broken smile. That's me wanting what I can't have. It went the same way that I used to hold her. And I saw her man in his new shiny Lexus. I left all I ever loved and headed back down to Texas. Without her love, without her kiss, without that laugh I'm not gonna miss. I don't need her touch upon my skin, cause I know we'll fall in love again. The smell of her hair that drove me wild, someone who needs my smile. That's me getting over what I couldn't have. Yeah, that's me wanting what I can't have.
Music from Texas artist Cole Reisner called Back to Texas. You're listening to Notably Texan on 88.9 KETR. Usually I get into all kinds of origin details, but where are you originally from and where are you calling home these days?
I grew up most of my life in Greenville, Texas.
Okay.
I lived in Pittsburgh, Texas for a little while, and now I live in Rockwall, Texas.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so it's all been right here in
our
vicinity
then. Yeah,
right
here in East Texas, right here Northeast Texas, and...
That's great, man. Yeah. That's wonderful. We really like to talk to the homegrown artists from right here in our own backyard, so that's that's fantastic, man. I know that you take every opportunity you can to kind of get out and perform. We tried to give you a good opportunity to play at the Boat Ark Bash, and we had a little bit of difficulty kind of getting drowned out by the main stage yeah. sound, and I apologize to you officially on the air here again about that, but I think it kind of led to another opportunity where you got to play on the main stage for
a
little bit.
Yeah, kind of saw or heard what was going on. And they asked me and the guy that was playing guitar with me that day to come over and play a couple songs before their set. So it was pretty cool. We got to play on the main stage, and we weren't expecting to. And everything worked out for the better. So
no, that's cool. And I know that you, of course, seize any opportunity you can find to play at gigs around here in the area, right?
Oh, yeah. Played the Wearsville Chili Cook-Off in Greenville with Jonathan Jeter and the Revelators.
Nice.
And Brandon Callie's band. I think y'all played them before. And the Damn Quails and the Mike McClure Band.
Okay.
And that was really fun. And,
nice.
Got to hang out with those guys and play some good music.
So. That's great, man. Anything to kind of get the word out there and get your face seen and your music heard, you know, that's what it's all about at this point.
Absolutely.
Is recognition, you know.
And, yeah. Even though Mike McClure is not really a Texas guy, it's still kind of cool to play for like one of those red dirt legends, you know, that they call him. So.
Absolutely. No, that's fantastic, man. Well, I will certainly look forward to catching you at other live events here in the area, and I'm sure that you'll have details on your website, which is again ColeReisner.com, R-I-S-N-E-R, ColeReisner.com. I'm sure you'll have details there about any upcoming gigs.
Oh yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Well, man, it has honestly been a pleasure. I've been wanting to bring you into the studio and talk to you here, and I wanted to catch you before you ended up graduating from college here, too. You know, yeah, I don't know how many more years you've got.
I graduate in May.
See, so. That's what I'm saying, man. We got to get you before you take off for the big time, man. Yeah. So this has been a pleasure, and I really look forward to seeing what the career is going to bring to you, and I hope that you'll stay in touch and keep us updated with your latest music,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely. I always got to come back and talk to Matt Meinke, the notably Texan.
Well, thank you. You've always been kind and had nice things to say about the show, and I certainly appreciate that, man. Cole Reisner. The website, again, is colereisner.com, and thanks again so much for talking to us on Notably Texas.
Thanks so much for having me.
But you don't love me. There ain't nothing I can do about it. I could climb to the mountaintop and shout it, but she wouldn't hear me at all. She don't write, she don't care, she won't let me know that she's doing fine. I think about her all the time, but she don't answer when I call. Got a different kind of hold on me. She's got a different kind of hold. Get you a tiger and lasso the moon just for fun. And I'll whistle you a tune every single day. Maybe just to hear you finally say that you love me soon, honey, but not today. What have I done? She's got a different kind of hold on. Got a different kind of hope. My life, but none as stubborn as this one. I think she watches me cry just for fun. She may not have a heart. You tell me to move on, that there's plenty of women around. What's so special about her that I found? And I'll tell you, where do I start? Got a different kind of hold on me. She's got a different kind of hold. She's got a different.